Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Marty Griffin, check this out. The blowback in the medical profession from COVID-19 has been astounding to watch. I have a significant number of family members in the business. There is tremendous angst among the professionals. I'm serious. When this started, they were freaked out. Freaked out. Now they're not. And man, they walk right into the fire. They put the gear on. They save lives. They take off the equipment. They go home. They start over again. It's a fact, Jack. And they don't complain. UPMC emptied out a lot of its beds preparing for this pandemic. We never got hit with the big wave. Add insult to injury, metaphorically. Folks with serious ailments and illnesses were afraid to go to the doctor. I'm serious. Ask your local doctor number of visits to the office. Ask. And then I start hearing, having been a cancer patient myself and been in the caring arms of the amazing folks at Hillman, I was blown away to hear that folks are afraid to go to get checkups and screenings. Man, I mean, this is life-saving stuff. Could change your life and your life. And no one better to address this than Dr. Stanley Marks, renowned physician, not only for his treatment of James Conner, saved his life, the chairman of UPMC Hillman Cancer Center, and he's a medical oncologist. It's a pleasure to say hello, doctor. Good morning. How are you, sir?
Morning, Marty. How are you?
I'm good. And I would not be alive, and this is a fact, if I had not stuck to my appointments and the chemo and the radiation at Hillman. What I'm hearing is some unsettling info, Doc, that folks are a little nervous about keeping themselves alive. Are you seeing this?
Yes, we are. You know, over the months of March and April in particular, patients were concerned about coming in, particularly for some routine screening procedures like colonoscopies, mammograms, pap smears, skin checks. And what concerns us is that many of these screenings that did not occur might allow some cancers to go undetected. You know, cancer just doesn't stop. And frankly, we're concerned about a jump in cancer deaths due to the pandemic. And this is being seen around the country. So we'd like to get the message out to our patients and all cancer patients that they should get back to their physicians, whether it's for screening or follow-up, and certainly if any treatments were missed. Because, as I said, cancer doesn't stop, and the risk of cancer progressing is far greater at this point than COVID-19.
Dr. Stanley Marks, one of the greatest in the world. Hey, doctor, you know this better than anyone. It takes tremendous courage to battle cancer. I find it fascinating that courage seems to have turned into a sort of apprehension and anxiety with cancer patients. What do you think it is, sir?
Well, I think part of it is just the media, honestly,
yeah.
And the concern about how serious COVID is. But we know, particularly in our region, that, you know, most of the bad outcomes, if you will, and really sick patients are in the elderly group and those in personal care homes, nursing homes. And for the majority of our cancer patients, they don't fall into that category. Some are elderly, certainly, but it's safe for them to come to the Hillman or wherever they're being treated for their cancer and move forward with whatever is necessary for their cancer treatment.
Dr. Stanley Marks, hey, doctor, I have a significant number of family and friends in the business of healthcare, and I'm told this. from my very sister who has a daughter working in the ICU with the ECMO patients who have COVID. They say this is the safest time ever to come into a hospital. Is it not, sir?
Well, it's very true because we are taking all precautions. First of all, we're screening anyone who comes to the hospital or to the Hillman Cancer Center, you know, asking them for symptoms or whether there's any possibility they were exposed to COVID-19. We take their temperature. Everyone has to wear a mask, whether they're a patient or a staff or a support person. And obviously, you know, vigorous hand washing is also part of our precautions. And so we are being much more careful now. And I have to tell you, Marty, that we have had very few, less than 5 patients in the Hillman Cancer Center that were COVID positive.
Amazing.
And I think that's truly remarkable. And I give credit to the patients and their family members who've really been very cautious with masking, social distancing, and all the things that have been recommended by the CDC.
Dr. Stanley Marks, this is a question that comes up so much, and you know this because you live this because you're so caring with your patients, doctor, that folks get a bit freaked out now because, hey, Marty, I don't want to go to Hillman because I can't bring my wife. I can't bring anyone in there with me. That has changed, doctor, has it not?
Yes, absolutely, Marty. And we've now changed our policy, and patients are allowed to bring what we call a support person. We've done this for our inpatients at Shadyside as well as those that come to the emergency room, and most recently at any of our Hillman Cancer Center sites. We know how important it is for these patients to have someone with them for emotional support and to help them get through their visits and their care. And oftentimes, you know, it is so important to help, to have someone there to help them just with their anxiety, understand what the physician is telling them, you know, understand what their care, what's involved in their care. Obviously, we're balancing the safety of limiting visitors, but we think it's extremely important that cancer patients have a support person with them when they're dealing with their cancer.
Well, the most significant person in my life, even now, but even then, with tears running down my face as I think, oh my God, I could die, is my wife, who is there every day at Hillman. So it's so important to have someone with you. There are some standards or regulations when you bring someone in. Could you please go through that for us, doctor?
Sure. Well, first of all, the support person has to be 18 years or older. We do a phone screen before they come for the appointment, and then when they get to the Hillman, they have to agree to be screened and have their temperature taken, and obviously they must wear a face mask the entire time they're in the facility.
Important. And you're also doing some telemedicine if folks are really uptight, right?
Yes. So where it's appropriate and it's not essential to examine the patient and they're not having any specific treatment, we are still using telemedicine so the patients could stay at home if they have concerns about coming in. Now, if about 2 or 3 weeks ago, we were doing a lot more visits through telemedicine.
Yeah.
It's clearly declined. Now the patients are more comfortable coming in, but we still have patients that prefer to have their visit through telemedicine. And it works fine for the appropriate patient, but we make that decision on a case-by-case basis.
Dr. Stanley Marks on the DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. He's the chairman of the UPMC Hillman Cancer Center and a medical oncologist. I can't be more grateful to you, doctor, for the lives that you continually focus on saving and for the intense care that you get at Hillman. I've never, ever, and I'm serious about this, seen anything like it in my life. I just saw someone yesterday grab my hand and said, God bless you, Marty. I saw you at Hillman every day. It's an experience that when you're going through something like that is very unique, is it not, sir?
Absolutely. Thank you for your kind words. And certainly you had a wonderful care team, and I hope you continue to do well.
Dr. Marks, it's a pleasure. This is vital information from the man who knows. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
He's a legend. Seriously. Accredited with saving the life of James Conner. I give Bob Ferris credit with jumping in and saving my life. He's also at Hillman, but they care a lot more than about me or James Conner. They care about everyone, and that's why I love going there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.